Video game adaptations have always been challenging. From Mario to Assassin's Creed to Tomb Raider, the genre has consistently struggled to transition to live action. Most video games are focused on making it fun to play, a power fantasy as you fight monsters, fly around, and play with friends. The Last of Us is a story-driven game. The gameplay is a key element, but the main focus is to engross you into that world and get you invested into those characters. So, that begs the question, what do we think of HBO's adaptation of The Last of Us?
I gotta tell you, it was perfect. Perfect. Everything, down to the last minute details.
HBO's The Last of Us takes everything we love about the original and distills it into its purest form. The story is mostly the same, but we'll dance around spoilers just in case you haven't played the game. Joel is a grizzled survivor of a dangerous post-apocalyptic world who has slowly lost his sense of morality. Ellie is a teenager who is struggling to find a genuine human connection. The two are forced together and must travel across the country in an effort to save humanity. The HBO series honors everything that came before, and that's probably thanks to Neil Druckmann, the co-producer and head of Naughty Dog Studios, the very studio that created The Last of Us. You can feel the game's influence from the score, set design, and even dialogue.
You have no idea what loss is. You have no idea what loss is.
And yet this series is still doing its own thing. It's clearly influenced by The Last of Us game, its DLC, Left Behind, and even the sequel, The Last of Us Part 2. But it's not beholden to it. The show reinterprets those storylines in a way that's fit for television. What makes the video game special is that it finds the perfect balance of narrative-driven and player interconnectivity. The idea that you are Joel and you are protecting Ellie. Those accents.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Those choices are you in a way that only makes sense in a video game, where you are the person fighting the clickers and sneaking around a sniper. Now, perspective has shifted, and we're watching Joel as a character instead of projecting ourselves onto him. That's what makes or breaks a video game adaptation. It's why Chris Pratt as Mario is so off-putting. We are used to playing as Mario and are instantly put off when he isn't how we envisioned him to be or doesn't sound like what we're used to him sounding like. This is where having a talent like Pedro Pascal comes in. He delivers a performance of a lifetime and gives Joel a sense of depth that we didn't even get from the game. And Troy Baker was phenomenal in The Last of Us Part 1. But Pascal becomes Joel in a way I never would have expected. All the emotion hits just as hard, if not harder. The same can be said for Bella Ramsey as Ellie. Everything about her is just perfect. Protect Bella and Ellie at all costs. The series does take a few creative liberties, so it's not a one-to-one adaptation of the game, but it doesn't need to be. The Last of Us is an emotional journey. It'll make you laugh and cry. It gives you a sense of hope while also highlighting the world's despair. It's a slower burn than the game and shies away from the horror aspects. Instead, it chooses to highlight human interactions and their response to the world around them. It's a choice that may leave a bit more to be desired from fans of the game, but new viewers won't even notice. If you love The Last of Us franchise or simply want to watch one of the year's best dramas, HBO's The Last of Us is a series for you. If you enjoyed this video, make sure to like and subscribe so you can get notified when we go live. We'll be doing live recaps of The Last of Us every single week. And until next time, peace.